This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And let's check in with Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, Louisiana. And Robbie, boy, it's kind of been a roller coaster ride with the weather, up and down, storms, winds, and nice days. Give us a little recap of how the week went.
Well, you know, Don, I'm going to tell you, you're right. It's been a roller coaster. Yesterday, you know, yesterday morning, I would say around the 1 to 2 o'clock area in the morning, you know, we had a big shower come through up in Violet and flooded all of Judge Perez. I mean, it was a real mess up there yesterday morning. Flooded cars, so forth and so on. It was just we had like 6 inches of rain in just a short amount of time. It's been a roller coaster. Then on top of that, we had southwest winds blew yesterday. It seems like this morning the wind is more southeast, so hopefully this morning that that things are going to change out there a little bit. Yesterday was a really tough day for trout fishing. It's been a really tough time to catch trout this whole past spring and into summer here. It's been tough, Don. When the wind does let you get out there, one guy catches a few fish, and then, everybody else this past week especially, it's been, a lot of strikeouts. And, I say strikeouts. They've been coming in with 12, 15 trout, not any numbers. It's just not many numbers. A lot of 12.5-inch fish being caught. I've been hearing that all, way too much. 12.5, 12.5, 12.5, 12.75. But on the flip side, my brother Eric fished yesterday. He went all through this whole northern marsh on, by Comfort Island and Style Pass and all through the top and end of that marsh. Caught 2 fish yesterday. So water was dirty everywhere he went. But on the flip side of that, the red fishing has been holding this whole game up, So and anywhere you go, today, Lake Bourne and Mystico, they've been catching redfish, just about all over. So red fishing's pretty easy back up in the Bluxy Marsh, over here on the south side, over in the Lake Robin area, going all the way down to Bay Lafourche. Red fishing's been pretty easy. But that's the only thing that's been helping out this whole deal so far this summer is the red fishing. And good thing they came back like they did, because I'll tell you, Don, if we didn't have these redfish to go fool with, I mean, it would be really tough fishing this. It makes fishing conditions really tough for the guys that's trying to, put something in a box.
Yeah, I know it was especially good. I think what happened, it got a shot in the arm. We know we had that the week before of those solid, stiff southeast winds, really coming in, and it pushed in a lot of good salty water, and I think it moved the fish around. But, you know, Butch the Bridge Tender there told me last Saturday, a guy passed through in a boat, and not much longer, less than an hour, he came back. He said, "You had any trouble? Why are you back so early?" He said, "We limited out already on the redfish." Are you hearing the same thing on the redfish with the size limit that you are on the trout? People catching the 12.5 now that we went to 13. Well, we went a full 2 inches up on the minimum from 16 to 18. Are you hearing the same thing, that people are having to release an awful lot of redfish?
Don, no, I'm not hearing a complaining on redfish like I'm hearing on speckled trout. Everybody's been getting their limit on redfish pretty easy. I haven't heard, you know, there's a few 17 and a half, but it hasn't been too hard to catch the redfish, because, you know, all my charter captains, look, I see what comes over this table here, you know, when I clean them. So these guys they look like they cookie cutters. I mean, they just, you know, 19, 20 inches. You know, you got some 18s in there, but for the most part, it hasn't. I don't think it's been that big of a struggle. I haven't been hearing it like, you know, I've been hearing it with speckled trout. But, you know, Don, here you go again. It's that time of the year. The water's hot. It's, you know, man, I'm burning up right now. So, you know what I mean? You imagine what this water. I was out there counting bait a minute ago. You know, that water's hot. You got to get deeper at this time of the year if you want to catch bigger speckled trout, or, you know, or at least legal size speckled trout. The trout are going down to the bottom. You got to start fishing deeper. You got to get away from that 2 or 3 foot leader if you're going to go fish on the outside around these rigs. You got to get deeper. You got to fish at 7 to 8 feet of water, and that's where a slide caught comes in. I know I sound like a broken record saying this every week, but it's the truth. I mean, it really works. And for the people that do listen to me on this radio, Don, and they go, "Man, you know what? I tried that. It really does work." I said, well, you know, I've only been saying this because it's what works at this time of the year. I mean, that water is hot. I mean, it really is hot. So they like to be cooler too. You know, so you got to go down and you got to get them in that thermal where the water's cooler. So, I mean, if you don't think the water's cooler down there, Don, jump overboard.
Absolutely.
Go down 5 or 6, 7 feet. It's a change. You know, there's a change down there. So, temperature change. So, you know, that's where fish are. It's just, they're in that cooler water. So you just got to go get there. And that's the only way to get it. Either free line it or slide cork it. And that's your two options at this time of the year.
Yeah, you know, and YouTube can be a wonderful thing because they show you exactly several different methods of how to rig the slip cork. But it's pretty simple. It's basically a knot in your line where you want your cork to stop, and below it is going to be the amount of line to get you down to the thermocline, whatever it might be. And it's adjustable. If you put like a little slip knot on there, you can slide it up and down your line. You might try 5 feet, then maybe go to 7 feet, and then maybe 9, 10, wherever it happens to be. And you know, it'll light up your life when you discover that, because that's where the fish are, and you can be fishing right on top of them and not know it.
It's a very effective tool for this time of the year, Don. And that's the way. Look, man, I remember fishing with my grandfather years ago up by Beacon 110, you know, up in the Ship Channel, and that's where there was big trout were. They were 20 feet of water, so. You know, and when you reel it up, everybody thinks you're fishing 2 feet deep. You're
right.
Fishing 18 to 19 feet deep or 20 feet
deep.
That's how it was, you know, and that's how you catch big fish. So just keep that in the back of your mind, and, you know, you get out there and you want to try something, try it. So it does work.
Absolutely. Robbie, how's the shrimp holding up? I know we got a closure coming up for the recreational. Not you guys. You guys are allowed to continue to catch shrimp through the closure, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll have, you know, we'll be fishing on a permit starting Monday morning again. So, but the shrimp are holding up all right. We got plenty in the tank. So, I don't expect a whole bunch of people today, Don, with this wind blowing when trout fishing's not all that great. You just don't have a lot of people going fishing. So I'm not really expecting. And then it's 4th of July, you know, it's 4th of July
right,
weekend
right.
coming up. A lot of people go out of town for that stuff. And you know, to go lay out on a hot beach. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. If I'm going to go on a hot beach, it's going to be for a purpose. I'm going to catch something. But just to go lay out in it and cook, no, man, that's not my thing.
No, I'm not going to do it. For, and another note, CCA Star Tournament.
Right.
We've been having, we you know, congratulations again to Miss Allison Schultz. She got the tag redfish up in a Biloxi Marsh this past week here or whatever. And so she's got her 23-foot avid boat with a 200 mercury on it. Congratulations to her again. And if you're not signed up for Star Tournament, do so, because if you're red fishing and, you know, and you're back up in that marsh, there's a really good chance you might get one of them fish. So, you know, get signed up. If you're not signed up, go fishing, and let's see if we get a tag redfish.
All right, and they can check out the leaderboard, ccastar.org. All right, thanks, Robbie, for the report. Try to stay cool, and we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, really an institution. You know, they talk about the legendary restaurants down in the French Quarter North. Let me tell you, a legendary boat launch and bait shop, it's down there at Shell Beach, started by his grandfather, Blackie Campo. What a man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.